major VA overhaul.
This is very personal because I served with a lot of these guys.
Snow and cold in the upper Midwest.
Single-digit lows are in the forecast for the rest of the week.
Detergent danger.
Looks like something that's fun to play with, fun to put in the mouth.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Looking to get out from under a scandal over treatment delays, blamed for costing lives and shaking confidence, the head of the VA is poised to make sweeping changes. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
It's the biggest shakeup in the VA's history, prompted by those revelations of substandard care, long waiting lists, and a culture of cover-ups.
I was incensed. Our veterans have earned these benefits. They earn them with their lives in danger.
Veterans Affairs Secretary Bob McDonnell talking to CBS's 60 Minutes. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says former paratrooper McDonnell seems determined to root out the bad apples.
We're talking about potentially firing or demoting 1,000 people.
28,000 new doctors and nurses to be hired as part of the shakeup. And McDonnell's also vowing to streamline the VA's legendary bureaucracy. Steve?
Well, President Obama, who vowed accountability at the VA, is in China, where trade dominates the agenda. White House correspondent Peter Mayer is in Beijing.
Responding to Beijing's concerns about the U.S. role in Asia, President Obama insists the U.S. wants China to do well. China views U.S. involvement here as a containment strategy. The president called for more cooperation.
The pursuit of economic growth, job creation, and trade is not a zero-sum game. One country's prosperity doesn't have to come at the expense of another.
But in a speech to Asia-Pacific business leaders, the president also listed issues where the U.S. and China are at odds, including cyber theft, human rights, and environmental cleanup. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Beijing.
Days after hurricane-force winds slammed Alaska's Aleutian Islands, windy, cold, and snowy weather is now invading the upper Midwest from the same huge system. Kevin Gutnecht is with the Minnesota Department of Transportation.
Got the plows on the trucks. We've got the salt in the salt sheds. We went through some training for our drivers, so we're ready.
WBBM-TV meteorologist Megan Glaro says some places should be ready for deep snow.
Could see as much as a foot of snow from portions of Montana all the way through to Michigan, where we could see isolated totals as high as a foot and a half. And then the cold air moves in. We're looking at a blast of Arctic air coming in that could take temperatures anywhere from 10 to 50 degrees below average for an extended period of time.
Gas prices fell 13 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. The national average for a gallon of regular is now $2.94. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's hard to say if they'll keep going down.
Chances are that retail prices are bottoming now or very soon, but crude oil dominates everything. It may be that crude oil prices drop again, and if so, then our ride downhill is not over with.
The health scrutiny is about to be over with for Casey Hickox. Today marks 21 days since the nurse was exposed to Ebola patients in West Africa and the end of daily monitoring for symptoms. Hickox, at home in Maine and not sick, battled officials in two states over quarantine measures. Police in Southern California still are looking for a suspect in the weekend shooting death of a U.S. Army vet. 21-year-old Francisco Garcia survived service in Afghanistan, but was gunned down after leaving a welcome home party at his girlfriend's house. Fellow Army vet Lonnie Potter.
He would go abroad to serve our country and then come back to die on our streets is really just wrenching. It's gut-wrenching.
Police believe Garcia was targeted after a dispute. In Nigeria, at least 48 students were killed when a suicide bomber wearing a school uniform attacked a high school assembly in a city in the northeastern part of that country. Here at homehealthcare.gov, the Obamacare website has been given a spruced-up look just before the second open enrollment begins on Saturday.
We've reduced the number of screens for enrollment from 76 down to 16. For people that want to just shop and compare, we've reduced the number of fields of information that they have to provide.
Health Marketplace CEO Kevin Counihan says there are some new plans on the website that could be a better deal. In a just-released CBS News poll, 64% of Americans say they're concerned about their retirement savings. Manager of surveys Jennifer DePinto says the thought of retiring by 65 is slipping away for more and more people.
46%. 40% expect to retire at age 65 or younger, and that's a drop of 21 points from a decade ago when two-thirds expected to retire by age 65.
Laundry pods have become a convenient alternative to powder or liquid detergent, but in the wrong hands, they can be a danger. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Over just 2 years, in 2012 and 2013, poison control centers handled more than 17,000 calls about children hurt by laundry detergent pods, nearly one child every hour. Two-thirds of the cases involved 1- and 2-year-olds. At least one child died, 30 went into comas.
102 children required a plastic tube placed into their windpipe, then connected to a ventilator.
Dr. Marcel Cassavant of Columbus, Ohio's Nationwide Children's Hospital says to kids, these pods are pretty poisons.
Bright colors, soft and squishy.
He warns in the journal Pediatrics that despite some packaging changes, no detergent pods are currently safe for use around young children. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
In Mount Dora, Florida, church pastor Zach Zender spent the weekend talking.
Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came.
His sermon lasted 53 hours, shattering the Guinness record for the longest speech ever made.
Here we go. See, 2, 1. We did it, right? Amen.
Zender did it to raise money for an addiction recovery program. It's a milestone day for a fixture of children's TV.
For 45 years, kids have been invited to learn from Sesame Street.
Okay, Mother.
Oh, elbow, elbow. Colorful fuzzy Muppets leading the way.
A.
Got that. Keep going.
B. Mm-hmm. C. D.
It started at this wonderful experiment. Could this relatively new medium be used for education?
Executive producer Carolyn Parenti says the TV show has lasted because it's not only educational but entertaining and has adapted over the years to remain relevant. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
More cases, more money spent. Reporter Sabrina Gibbons in Atlanta has the latest on skin cancer.
The average annual cost of treating skin cancer has jumped from $3.6 billion to a whopping $8.1 billion, CDC health economist Gary Guy.
The cost of skin cancer treatment increased about 5 times faster than the cost for treating all other cancers combined.
He says the average cost of treatment has gone up, and so has the number of people diagnosed with skin cancer. An estimated 5 million people a year are treated for skin cancer here in the United States. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
Two NFL teams were burned by two of the game's top quarterbacks in yesterday's action. Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers became just the second NFL QB to throw 6 touchdown passes in one half. The Packers romp over Chicago, and Denver's Peyton Manning threw 5 TDs in less than 17 minutes of play, and the Broncos' easy win over the Oakland Raiders. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.